This is Hacking the Afterlife podcast with Jennifer Schaefer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Richard.
How are you?
I'm doing a lot better today. It's been a very interesting week, and I can't wait to hear about your what? Tell me about the background.
So, for those driving in the car, I am sitting in front of a sequoia tree. I was up in the Sequoia Forest National Park this past week. My family and I, we drove up there. I'd never been to see the sequoias before. I had always had this, you know, I've only seen the black and white versions of them. So it's always funny when you get there, because it's like, oh my gosh, these are like,
they're people. They're like tall
they are
people.
Like people. And I must say, after meeting a few of them, I've started to look at people as if they're trees.
Listen, the fact that I have more trees now coming in to readings is very interesting too. And I do feel that,
you know, maybe that's something we should talk about today. I don't know. For those tuning in for the first and last time, this is the Hacking the Afterlife podcast. And we have our friend Luana, who helps us on the flip side access who we should talk to or who's here on the list. So, Luana, do you want to step in and tell us who's shown up?
Well, she said they were all with you in the sequoias. And she's also saying that you went to a tree that you felt wasn't healthy. Or you felt like wasn't doing well.
I went to a tree and I thought I would do an experiment.
You had a moment.
Sorry?
Yeah. You had a moment with the tree.
I did have a moment with the tree. And I will tell you what I did was, so I was up there with some of my family members who also, like yourself, have the ability to sort of hear and picture and ideate. You know, almost like a, you know, like a guided meditation. So I've seen them do this in the past where I'll say, you know, can we just ask questions to see what would happen? And so what I did was I went up there with my camera and we walked in front of this one particular tree. And before I tell you any more about it, well, let's just ask, because I thought, well, this is unusual.
I don't know if you can see it, but it's totally pouring rain.
Oh, wow.
Totally pouring rain with the sun.
We love that. Pretty soon there's going to be a rainbow out there.
I found one.
Her camera outside her office in Manhattan Beach. Spectacular view of the sun.
And well, here's
the mental construct. And that is, Jennifer, I've had this experience before. Where trees have shown up in the research. Yeah, it's interesting. You're all lit. You're in your office. It's suddenly really bright.
Crazy. Wow. And it's pouring rain.
How cool is that? But trees have shown up, meaning people are doing a guided meditation, people are doing hypnosis, people are doing in a mediumship, and they're saying, you know, Jennifer's talking to somebody and they're saying, well, can I talk to this tree? And so the tree answers questions. And that was the idea that I had, which was to go up there and interview a tree. So let me ask Luana, does this tree want to talk to us?
Sorry, I had to take a video.
Taking a picture.
I had to take a video of what was happening, of us doing our podcast on a Sunday and looking outside. It's pouring rain. Oh. It's kind of nutty. So I do believe she's saying, well, that's what she wanted to talk about. That's the whole reason why she brought up the tree. So you did this experiment.
Yes. And so my question to Lou
very, very connected too. And so is your son too.
My son and my wife are both with me.
Very, very connected. And so what I was getting is that Sherry felt everything. And she also felt, from what I'm picking up on, is I don't know if it was the Indians that were there before. Like I felt her picking up things. I mean, we could discuss this with her. Picking up like just what has happened there, what happened there a long, long time ago.
That's so interesting, because she did also start to look up the story of, how long these trees have been there and who was the first settlers.
Okay, so that's what it felt like, but she felt very connected to these trees too, from what I'm picking up
I can
on.
tell you without her answering, but yes, she did. And I thought, and so here I was asking these two people with my camera, pretending as if I was talking to a tree, a particular tree. We'll call him General, because that is his name, his moniker that they use. It's a specific tree.
It's very interesting because I just got column six.
Say again.
Call him six, like we have
Call
five.
him six, like we have five. Five is our person we talk to in the library. Well, let's call him six. That's fine. And this tree that is known, and he had a name. I mean, his name is General Sherman. I'll just say that's his name. And he's famous because he's supposedly the world's biggest tree in terms of, the
Range
overall
and
size of the tree. Well, who knows? How do you measure that? He's certainly quite tall. And they say that he's 5,000 years old, but the number that we got was a lot like longer. And I allowed that it was possible that he was referring to many lifetimes. I had asked him if he, well, let's ask him. Well, we can do the same thing. We're, here we are. Jennifer and I were accessing a slice of time and a person within that time, and person
okay,
meaning this
give
tree.
me his first name again. I know I said six because of five, but
General, it's General is his first name. Because I said, should we call you Sherman? And he's,
no. Okay, so okay,
go ahead.
give me a second. So the first thing that I was that he said that we were almost extinct because of a fire that started early on. So there was something about a fire
Are
that
you familiar with
almost.
that, Jennifer? You know about this?
No, I know
Okay,
nothing, right?
so
I'm he's
14%
like,
of these
okay,
trees. Go ahead.
okay, let me just go and then tell me afterwards to
Okay, thanks.
so I don't get info by it. But he said that it, oh, that's interesting.
What's he saying?
He said he lost his partner due to a fire. And then I'm like, hold on a second. Is this Are you a general that's a general that is a physical person? He's like, no, I'm the tree. I lost my partner, and
And that
it's
fire.
not male or it's not male or female. I can't figure it out,
Well, let's just allow
but
that. Let's just allow what he's saying to be accurate. So he's saying he lost his partner in that fire. And there was a fire where, like, a number of almost 14% of the trees that are there are no longer there. And you have to drive through that darkened forest to get up there. So let's just talk about that for a second. You lost your partner, but are you still communicating with your partner as your partner on the flip side, or how does that work?
I'm still communicating. We never do not communicate, unlike humans. Unlike humans, we keep all of our loved ones inside of us. We don't know if they die, but we miss their presence. We know when their presence is gone. So, like when one tree's gone, it affects all of them,
And
every single one of them.
so I'm going to ask you some of the same questions I asked, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the questions I asked the other day, but
Give me 1 second though, because I'm asking, well, if this was your love partner, did it have to be close? No. Did you come from the flame? Like, did you get thrown from the wind, or what happened? Or were you a child of the? I'm trying to figure out, like, was it more like the way that we view mom and dad and kids and everything is so different, I think, that with trees. And so I'm trying to find out what
So,
that
but
means.
I mean, let's see if we can characterize it. Are you referring to your primary partner or a close friend? Would that be accurate that you lost a close friend or the primary partner in that fire that happened?
I lost my primary partner.
Okay. All right. And let's just allow that. I mean, and so I, but let's clarify, how many Earth years have you been on the
I
planet?
almost feel like all the trees are primary partners.
Okay. So I've heard this. We heard this from him, which is that he's connected to all trees.
All trees, yeah.
All trees. And so in essence, and then he was trying to say that you try not to separate that concept with humanity, that all humans are connected.
But he said the difference is we know that we're connected. Everyone we treat as a
I
primary
see. So
partner.
the difference is.
Unlike humans, if can you imagine our world if we treated everyone as if they were our primary partner?
Part of our journey. Amazing. Well, it's such a profound thing that he's saying, which is he's connected to all trees, but it's just like all life is that way. All humans are connected to each other. We just don't see it. But trees understand how incarnation works, but humans do not. Jennifer just tapped her nose, meaning that's correct. So let me ask you some mundane questions. How many Earth years would you consider that you've been on the planet?
It almost feels like 164 years, but it actually feels like 1,364 or something like that, which is
Okay,
interesting.
thousands of years. Well, I mean, like 164,000. That's possible because the estimates, because they haven't. Nobody knows, but the estimates are that this tree itself is one of the oldest on the planet, 5,000 years old.
Okay, so he was trying to show me something so much further than that, yeah.
Much further. And when I asked the question in front of him, the answer came up more like 500,000.
He was one of the first trees there, and you have to understand he started, he was this little thing for, so maybe it was 10,000, 1,000 or 10,000, 1,000, whatever it is. Hold on.
100,000 some years. Those are Earth terms.
There are earth terms, but he's saying that he was a tree. He was a lot more than that. It just kept going and going and going. Like his continual life was, a span of 1 billion years, it feels like.
I see. And
Like
so
if the
you're saying in terms of your conscious energy, and your conscious energy much, much older than we can conceive of or
it's
conceptualize.
like he goes a lot older than you, kid. You just kind of like.
Okay, all right. And so, but allow me to ask you these mundane questions, which are, how can we help humans with climate change in terms of trees, vis-a-vis trees? Is there anything we can do?
He's like, just don't be stupid. Just be smart about it. You chop down a tree. Oh,
What?
wow. You take away 10 people's lives of air.
Say again?
So if you chop down a tree, you take away 10 people's lives of their air.
Of their air, of oxygen. I see, because the tree, especially the sequoias, are so big. The idea, of course, which people don't seem to realize, is that trees mirror lungs. The branches and everything. And if you look at an X-ray of somebody, their lungs, it looks exactly like a tree inverted.
Sorry, it was so bright. It has been
Oh no,
bright
yeah,
all.
you could thank you for doing that because you were definitely like glowing. So that idea that trees are symbiotic with humans because trees give us oxygen and humans give trees carbon dioxide, as we know.
Yes. Cows give more.
Cows give more. May I say, I heard this before, plant a trillion trees. That was an admonition of a tree that I was speaking to. The idea of more oxygen brings down the temperature of the planet that will help balance the planet. Is that something you agree with?
Just do as many trees as you can possibly conceive on the planet.
Plant as many trees as you can.
He's so funny. He's like, first of all, we make everything look better. And you have energy in your house of trees that have been used for wood. I'm looking around my office, like the
Sure.
beautiful wood, the beauty. He has all of that, all of it helps. Okay, show me again. He's like, trees can literally save your planet if you
But
think.
let me ask you this. Are so pieces of wood that we own or have.
Has energy, has so much energy from
So
all.
here's a piece of wood. I use it for the ringing a Tibetan bell. So this wood itself, is it tied to that tree that it came from, or are you connected to it as well?
Both. They're all connected, so it's with everything, but it's both the intention of what that serves, like
Yeah.
or and the what it's made out of. But what it's made out of, he goes, we have connections to everything. We have connection. He goes, I can feel the pain of trees in the Amazon getting cut down or burned. He goes, we all feel it. It's not
Wow.
just in our area, it's everywhere. He goes, and he just showed me what was happening. That's interesting. With the war, with what's going on in Gaza and Israel right now. He goes, just like you feel it by watching the news, we just know that it's happening.
You're aware of that on a profound level. At some point, I asked you about how to connect with you, while I'm back in Santa Monica. And I think you said something along the lines of there will be something at the gift shop or near the gift shop that would be something that would connect to you.
It was a branch, but there
It
was
was a
something.
branch. That's exactly right. It was. And I picked one. You're not supposed to, but I did pick up one branch. And
Oh, yeah. Okay.
it was under our car. And I thought, well, okay, this you're not supposed
Right.
to.
He didn't show me because nobody's looking.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody's looking. All right. Well, it's, but my question to you is
He
how.
also says, with your heart, your intentions with your heart.
Okay.
Lot
So
too.
that's the question I was going to ask. How do we
Yeah.
connect with you? Is it a
Thanks, dude.
meditation? Does a photograph help?
A feeling helps. So how you felt, like a feeling, like with Sherry, she was so deeply connected. Her feelings connect her to everything. So instead of like your heart has a memory just like your brain does, right? They've proven it. It has more. I was like, so when you feel that in your heart, it has more of a retainer than just your mind. We forget things, right? But we have feelings that we remember forever. We're just not quite sure of how it manifests itself. Anyways, with the tree, he's saying you can think of a picture and then connect with your heart. But your
So,
heart needs to be connected.
one of the questions that I had, and related to that.
Oh, and he's showing me too plants. Like I talked to I'm now that crazy lady that talks to I used to always talk to them, but I didn't say it out loud. Now I just kiss them and say it out loud,
Well, there
and
was a study that was done years ago by the Monroe Institute where they hooked up a lie detector to a plant. And then people would meditate at a certain time of the day to see if they could move the lie detector. And it turned out the further away someone got, in another country, at like a certain time, they would meditate on that plant and they could move the wire in a more dramatic way. But also we heard this quote, and correct me if I'm getting this wrong, but when you want to think of source, this is what the quote was. If you want to think of God or when you want to think of source, you're tapping your nose, that you just think of something like General Sherman, number six, and that allows you to be in a space where you're considering what source is because he's connected to every tree on the planet, and we are connected to every human on the planet. So the idea of you want to think of a picture of source, God, whatever,
Whatever. Don't
whatever, picture it.
turn this off because of that.
Okay. All right. So what do you think about what we're doing here, having this conversation? Do people talk to you all the time?
All the time, he says.
But do you answer them? That's the question.
Interesting. He says he can feel people's pain. That's why that they stand so tall. They take our pain. If we allow it, I think that's part of God's matrix. Like you throw it out, some people need to be by the water. I'm one of them. I throw out, I know that the ocean can handle whatever I give it. Trees are the same, with respect, mind you. And I'm talking about energy. So usually when I leave, I'm just like, thank you, and thank you for taking all of it. Take all of the things that have happened today in my office or in whatever it is. And I just feel it leaving and getting grounded and me getting clear. It just clears up my energy field. And so when he was, okay, hold on. Oh, he's saying they transmute energies. They're able to bring it down to the core and let it go. He's like, that's what we're here for. We're here to give you life, which also means in different ways.
That's fascinating. So it's almost like if you think about it, your breath is filtered through the tree to turn it into oxygen again. And so he's saying even your emotions,
Even your emotions.
go ahead.
Why do people feel better? They feel better when they're in the woods. They feel better when they're connected to nature. It's because nature takes on the negativity or anything that you're going through. It can handle it. It's something that is able to transmute it because they don't they understand they're connected. So by the fact that they understand they're connected, they have a sense of wholeness. We don't. And so he showed me we feel whole. We know that we need more. There needs to be more trees to help you because that's what we do.
It's a mind-bending topic. I must say this though, after doing like this little half-hour video that we were doing with standing in front of the tree, as I was walking away, I realized that the whole top of my head
Was blessing.
was how did you know
Come on, Richard.
that? Was buzzing, literally like an electrical char, like I was wearing a tiny little helmet.
So they cleaned out your energy field.
So is that what's going on? I mean, why is I, at first I thought, am I getting sunburned up there or what?
It was an enormous task to clear out your energy.
But
Like
I
Sherry
mean,
does that all the time on a daily basis, by the way, so you're fine. But hold on a second.
that's funny.
Hold on. It's so when you get the chills or when you feel that buzzing, it shows how electric, how connected you are. You're very connected. So I used to call it chill. I call it chill hugs that you get, but it's just when you get the chills, it just shows how connected you are. People don't realize that. And so when you get the head buzzing, I just saw your one of your Indian guides or one of the chiefs, that was around you. I saw Sherry getting information. I saw your son getting like strengthened. Not that he needs it. I'm just saying, but I felt him
No,
getting.
he at some point put his hand on a tree and
He
went
felt
into a be felt it like a
it.
real
He
powerful transmission of energy and
right.
focus.
And so that was something that's happened before with him. That's something that's happened before with you. That's happened before with your wife at different times, at different lifetimes, even though I can't prove it. So they're just it's like a reoccurrence of helping humans become helping their hearts.
Helping their hearts. But all I can say, I mean, it was fascinating. I'm sure people have had. I mean, sometimes people pick up a crystal and they'll feel like a buzzing sensation in their hand when they hold on to the crystal. They think about it, they can sort of feel that energy. This it really was like the top, inch. It was completely like an elect, and it lasted for about, I don't know, maybe half an hour. And then I had a really strange reaction afterwards, which was I was driving around, and my conscious mind, as I saw somebody crossing across the street, I thought, oh, look, another tree. Another traversion of a tree. That humans are trees as well. We don't see them that way. But it was like I was seeing the perspective of the way a tree looks at us, like another tree, maybe a little more annoying.
You're definitely more annoying.
Well,
We're the dumb ones that don't, like he just said, just don't be dumb about it. Like I'm like, use the word. Because humans don't know that they're whole. They just feel in competition. They feel there's lack. They feel all these things because trees just know what they are supposed to do. They know that they're connected. They know that whether they leave or not. By them leaving, all of them feel it. each one feels when there's that. Hold on, what did he just say? We know that we live on forever. There's not a question, there's not a hesitation, there's no comma. They know that about themselves.
So you're saying, Mr. Tree, that you're aware of how incarnation works and the reason consciousness functions the way it does and humans do not.
Yes.
Okay. And so I do, what's your opinion of humans? What do you think about them?
Not highly. Don't have a
Not
high opinion.
so high. Okay. Like insects or
They're smarter. They know what they're supposed to do. Humans just don't know. Hold on. Humans are here to love each other. They just don't know that that's their job. They don't know that that's what they're supposed to do.
but if we can just zero in on that for a
They get
minute,
in their head and not their heart.
but that idea of a tree knows its purpose, is that kind of what you're saying? But humans, yes, you're agreeing. Humans don't know their purpose. They don't see like a tool, that we're like almost like tools with emotions. Let's put it that way.
Instead of if you think about it, if there is love, if you love yourself and you love others, you'll fall into your purpose. You'll like fall over it. It'll just happen because each one of you is very unique. And but if you have that first versus doing it backwards, or if you've had trauma and trees have had trauma, like fires that have happened and so forth. We just know that we come back again whole.
Right. And they understand that it's all part of the journey or part of the play or whatever it is, however you want to characterize it. I mean, it's a fascinating look at the way we view the planet, but.
Once I'm like, so would you rather be a tree or a human? He goes, I'd rather be a human. There's a lot more surprises.
That's interesting. So you've never incarnated as a human. Do you know trees that have?
No, we're the guardians of the humans, whether they like it or not. That's why we
Okay.
can understand why they destroy us.
Well, that's interesting. It's fascinating. Well, guardians, because of course you're clearly are bringing oxygen and then housing and all the other things that trees provide. What can we do to help you, Mr. Tree, or help trees, if anything?
Say your question one more time. Sorry, I got sidetracked.
That's all right. So, Mr. Tree, what can we do to help you? So if you guys are the guardians of the planet or helping humans, how can we help guard you?
Okay, hold on. Prince just showed up showing me his guitar
Oh, all right, very good. That's allowed.
made out of wood. And then I saw the pianos, and then I saw the like everything. Like there's so many instruments that are made out of wood.
Okay.
Stratosphere, the piano, wow, or the violin.
So Prince, I would be.
It tr that okay, show me again. Hold on. We are happy in all of our versions of ourselves.
Of all yourselves. So, well, excuse me, Mr. Sherman, General Sherman, Prince is here.
Yes.
And I would be lax if I didn't ask him how he's doing, what's going on. We haven't talked to him in a while. What's up?
He said he just wanted to interject.
It's all right. You can interject, but we want to grab hold of your coattails for a second. What would you like to say?
Hold on.
Okay, he's saying something naughty. Oh, Jennifer just blushed.
He says some of the best instruments are utilized and being played by the ones that have wood, that have that, I don't know, that sound coherence or the ability to project the sounds and music. And how when you were there, you would hear the whistling of the he was showing me I guess the whole class was with you because you probably asked it to be there with you, like I do a lot of times. That you heard the music through the trees, like you listened, you could hear the whistling of the sound from the trees and from the wind. And he says that the trees, that's how they talk to each other. They take that and they're able to talk to each other through the whistling of the sounds in the
Through the
trees.
leaves, through the way the wind goes through the leaves. I've heard that, the trees. And there's this doctor in Australia, Galliano, who has really studied this stuff and has shown that, like, corn calls insects to come and protect them from other insects, and the trees talk to each other, communicate with each other. But in terms of your guitar, Mr. Prince, you used to do a thing where when you were done playing guitar, you would toss it into the audience.
Yeah, he said that he quit doing that later on, but
It's not like you didn't respect the wood. Let's put it that way. It's from a Larry David episode.
there's always respect for the wood.
There's always, and sorry, I've got a djembe that I picked up in India, and this wood here, and so, but
That wood has been blessed.
oh, has it? All right, we like that. So, Prince, what do you want to tell your fans that are missing you terribly?
When? There's another movie coming out about him, I guess, in 26, apparently.
They're making it now. Is that something you're helping them with?
He'll be making it like this summer. They're making it, or they're putting it together, I think, this summer. I'm not sure.
Okay, very good. And so for people tuning into our podcast, you're going to have to tune back in a couple of years and go, ah, that was right. Prince was right. They're making a Prince story. Is it a story about your life or is it inspired by you?
More inspired by him.
Okay, very good.
It
No, I
could be,
was. Go ahead.
it could be about another life.
Right, Luana, anybody else that we need to talk to that wanted to stop by and talk to us besides Mr. Tree and Mr. Prince?
Well, Mr. Tree said thank you
Oh, thank you, General Sherman.
for making the trek to get up there. He said we are quite beautiful. He has a very like sassy sense of humor. He's like, wouldn't you being this old?
Exactly, much older.
He's
And
like,
go ahead.
he said, he goes, we provide comfort not only for your breath. And he goes, humans don't breathe enough. We provide comfort for being able to just take everything and just transmute it. And he's like, it's the quickest way to do it. And you don't have to be with us to do it. You just have to think it. So if you're not able to go to the beach or see the ocean, I'm very grateful. You do not take this for granted. I never have. But if you love being out in nature, there's a reason why. Start asking why. And it's because it's supposed to revitalize you, because we basically are fixer up. Like people go to the cabins to write, or they go out to Joshua Tree to make music. He said, he goes, there's a reason why people feel so connected when they're in the right place that's providing them whatever it is that they need. He said that we can handle everything we have for thousands of years. We will always be able to.
Wow. And so a tree meditation might be something anybody could do.
Yeah, he's like, he goes, there's a reason why it's called the tree of life.
So what does that mean to you? I mean, you're connected to all trees. Do you feel connected to humans as well, or are we like just that annoying species that
He's laughing. He's like, it's kind of like that fly that you want to smack.
you want to flick off the table?
That's kind of what he said about humans, but he's kidding. Give me a second. He's actually really funny for a tree. Hold on. We feel bad for you. You're cutting off your life source in a lot of different ways. If you were in your heart more, not in the head, you would get so much more out of life. There's so many free resources for us to be revitalized and to grow.
What do you mean?
Like going to the beach. Going to the beach is free. Or going to a waterfall,
Going to a forest,
or going to a forest or hiking.
hugging a tree, yeah, or just being around a tree.
We have some great places to hike in LA. We have some really great places. I have to, they're laughing at me because I always think of all the dead bodies that are hidden everywhere.
Well, that would be your experience when you go to visit trees. You would see all the humans that used to live there or were hanging out there. But in this case, what he's trying to say is, that the trees are everywhere. And so if you can communicate with one tree, you're communicating with all of them.
There's a frequency that you can
Tap in.
attach yourself to and tap into. He goes, it's very, we welcome people to tap into it because then you'd really understand the like you'd, it's just one level of all the frequencies of everything. So when I say that, that doesn't even make sense. I know, but
No,
he's
it
trying.
does. I'm trying to think of what is that frequency, and would it be just meditating on a tree, thinking about a tree, or holding
I actually hear it. It's a high pitch. That's why I couldn't have Christmas trees and blah, 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 because I can hear them die. And so it's a high pitch. And then, but that's just if you physically hear it, but you can actually tap into it just with your heart. Like, what could take away the pain that you feel, right? Call it source, call it whatever. It's something that's connected. So by feeling connected, it means you're connected to your heart. You have to love your heart. You have to treat it as like a person, like I love you. Like seriously put energy into it because that really connects you to everything else. And so it connects you to everything that can help you feel whole, he says.
And so let me just ask you a mundane question about my visiting you. So I'm here, I am this little person standing out in front of you, and I'm talking to you. And like you say, other people do. And some of them hear answers. I've met a guy who could put his hand on a tree and hear answers from trees and stuff like that. So why don't people do that more often? What is it that stops us from?
They don't think that they can.
And did we used to be able to do that?
People used to live by it.
And so when you see us walking around your tree, do you remember us, our frequency from previous lifetimes, or is it
Absolutely.
absolutely?
Your loved ones show up when you walk around. Like, so I was seeing you, I was seeing Luana being there with your family. I was seeing even her cat.
Her dad, okay.
Cat.
Or cat, okay, Mr. Bailey. Yeah, she had a few.
Sorry, the big one. I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Bailey, I think that was the big one.
Who's was Sherry ever connected to horses at all before?
Could be in Utah, it's very possible.
I don't know. There was a horse that was there for her, specifically for her.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. And
I
then
am, that's wild. What color was this horse? White, black, you know?
gray. Looks like
Right.
a gray and white one. I'm not
All
sure.
right.
I'm not gonna judge it.
Yeah, we love that. Was that from a previous lifetime, perhaps?
Wasn't from My Little Pony. It was from when she was younger, but I'm
When she
not
was
sure.
younger. Okay, some connection that way. Oh, that's unusual.
Yeah. Hold on. You'll have a lot of feelings and you'll have a lot of access to all of your lives, even though we can't prove it. But yes, like I said, I saw an Indian chief with you. I also saw Luana with your family. And you can get people that are alive. You can get information about people that are alive as well.
What do
Okay.
you mean? You mean like in terms of, so I'm standing in front of General Sherman and I'm asking him questions. The answers he can access, not only my previous lifetimes or my frequency, but other
All
people, all
of
of them. And he's aware of that. It's interesting. So you've seen the same person come back before, haven't you? 5,000 years at least.
we know in advance when they're coming. Yeah.
Wow.
And he also says it's very cyclical too. It's
Oh.
almost the same time at the same age, but a different lifetime.
Does that, I mean, just describe what that's like for you. Is it like, oh, it's you again? Is it that sort of thing? Or is it like it took you long enough to get here? Or,
He gets so excited. He's just showing me
oh.
the love. There's so much love.
Okay. And I must say, my son holding on to that tree, and I asked him to characterize what the word was, and he said, love. I'm just feeling it throughout my entire body, head to toe.
Absolutely. That's just what I was getting, that warm feeling.
So let me ask you, General, is it more accessible up around where you are? I mean, or could people just go up to a tree anywhere and get that same feeling?
They can go to a tree anywhere, but more people believe it because of how tall and how big we are. It's more of an awareness, but people just don't know. I'm watching the sun. I just saw the green flash, which my husband
Oh,
doesn't.
wow. How exciting. How very cool.
People don't know that they can here. I think people are understanding it more and more because I think where we are, they are a little bit more reverent with everything.
And,
With
General, if I can just tell you this one quick story, I met a guy talking to a tree, a redwood in Descanso Gardens, and I interviewed him. And I asked him if he had ever learned something new from a tree, something that, and he said he was in Brooklyn and he went into a park and he put his hand on a tree and the tree was very upset. And I asked, I he said that the tree told him, go around to the other side of the park, you'll see why I'm upset. And when he got over there, someone had been dumping chemicals in front of these trees, which was killing the trees. But it was new information, you see, he'd never been there before. So, is there anything, General, that you can tell us that's new information that people wouldn't know that they could look up and learn?
just ask us a question and it'll come back in a feeling or a picture or a knowing.
Okay, just
Yeah.
ask a question.
I argue that. So I ask my plants, I'm like, hey, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? What is it that you need? Kind of thing. And they'll show me, like, move me, They tell us what they tell us, we just don't know we can ask. I forget even to do that sometimes. But
Absolutely.
they always tell me what they need or what they want.
Well, so General, what would be one thing that you'd like me or like us to consider or think about just in terms of vis-a-vis plants or life or trees?
Get connected to them more. We're technically sentient beings.
And so listen to what the, well, let me ask you that. People think of life as a hierarchy. Would you consider yourselves more intelligent, more wise, more receptive, more earthling than humans?
Oh, yeah, I did see this before. We get to have more fun. We get to live in all the dimensions. So he's showing me how all the different dimensions live on this planet. And even though they're not aware of each other, the trees get to remain aware of each other.
Wow. So that would mean other. So let me just characterize. You mean like seeing people who used to live on the planet, you'd see them walking around, let's say, beings from other dimensions, those kinds of,
Well,
yes.
they showed me how. When I got lost in
Yeah,
Sedona,
Sedona, right.
and I had that experience where I went into a vortex where I didn't hear anything, and how I saw what the other side sees, kind of thing. And that was another dimension within it. There's so many different dimensions that have the same trees and the same land and the same water, but with a different, I guess, with a different landscape.
The different landscape. Wow. And
Yeah.
so that must be really unusual. Wow. So is it related to time? So like, are you seeing yourself as a younger tree or no?
So this is the thing. We are the ones in charge of making sure the tree, like the other dimensions, they don't get to grow the trees. We are the ones that have to put the trees on the planet.
What
The
do you
other,
mean? You mean us humans or
so
trees?
us humans, we're like on the lowest of the totem pole here. So everybody else, just as far as frequencies go.
Yeah.
We're the ones that are in charge of saving our planet, not the other dimensions. The other dimensions aren't ruining the planet. We are.
Humans are.
Yes.
And so I see. And so trees are aware of that.
Yes.
It will, let me ask you this.
Like, so they said, like, when a dog passes away, we get to see the dog still.
Right. Yeah, the trees do. But
Yeah.
let me ask you this. Are you aware of, is this going to change? Is this something that's going to be altered in our future as humans? You're nodding.
It already is. People are already seeing other things.
And so that will help the planet, is that correct?
Not at first.
Not at first. What will it cause? You mean people are going to be freaky about it or upset?
Well, they just showed me how I was when I couldn't make things go away, or, it's confusing at first, is what they're saying.
Confusing at first. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, general. So what is a preferred term? Would it be six? Or are you just teasing because we've talked to five so often?
Teasing.
So
Said
if
six. They said six because he said that. That's he was showing the connectedness to all things, so it's
I
kind of
and
like just it's an energy that's very similar to five.
wow. And for those tuning in for the first or last time, five is a librarian, Akashic librarian, who shown up quite a few times to converse with us about life and the
Yeah,
journey.
plants are being people are, yeah, it's like the 4 minute amount. People are understanding that they can commune with the sea, with the ocean, with plants, with, all
Animals,
sorts of
yeah.
things. And so, because of that, because they know that they can, they're more likely to believe that they can. Plants aren't going to tell you to go harm yourself. They're not going to tell you, that's something different. So, please mind, like, they're not going to tell you to do things that are going to harm yourself or others.
Right.
That's
Let
something.
go of those
Right.
fears. I
Right.
see.
That's your sub that's your subconscious, or it could be a mental illness as well. But plants are here. They're trees and plants are there to be strong. They're like our guardians. If you think of them as guardians, and why would you want to hurt our guardians, or why would you want to kill them?
So let me just give our audience tuning in a 1, 2, 3, and that might be look up General Sherman online. Look him up as a tree. See what he looks like, and then ask him a question. Just meditate on him a little bit. Ask him a question. Is it? Am I correct? Is that the way to do it? Yes.
Absolutely. You'll
And
feel just by you saying that, like I felt something very warm, like in my heart. Like it's you'll start feeling it, but you have to just allow it. Like we always say, don't judge it.
So, but my question to you would be, so the question that somebody might ask you shouldn't be about themselves, because of course they all want to know, what the lottery numbers are, but maybe the question should be about you. Is that correct? Something that you might be,
Or
or a plant
how
or in their
what's the
house.
best yeah or what's the best way to release energy, or what's the best way to feel that connectedness? And I think that will help them feel more connected, like you did with that the top of your head, how it was buzzing. That's just a sign that you're being shown that you're connected.
Yeah, that was very, it was very unusual. And I actually said it aloud because I'd never felt that before. And it was a very unusual, like 1,000 bees in the top of my head. It was very strange for, like I say, a certain amount of time till we can. And then
Actually,
I was thinking, is that the oxygen? Is that, something? I don't know.
no, maybe, but they're also showing me they helped recalibrate your brain. There was something about recalibrating it too.
Rewiring.
Rewire.
Yes, fix that fella. Okay, Luana, anybody else? I know you gotta go. Okay, Jennifer's gotta go. And Luana, I know we have friends that have left the planet, but I'm gonna let you decide when, if and when they should come and talk to us.
She said this was that's gonna happen. We'll do that next week, but she says this was, I
This
guess,
was important. Yeah,
important. Yeah.
very important. Thank you so much, General Sherman. We appreciate you giving us such weird, great, cool insight into the planet. And I promise that we'll try to keep
Sure.
our hearts open to each other, as well as to the plants and trees and animals we all exist with, and especially our hearts open to Jennifer Schaefer, Thank you so much for doing this, Jennifer.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Hacking the Afterlife podcast with Jennifer Schaefer. For more information, jenniferschaefer.com, martinizone.com, or richmartini.com. Hacking the Afterlife documentary is available on Amazon Prime.